State utility regulators will not undo the rate hike they approved for APS in 2017. Members of the Arizona Corporation Commission voted 4-1 yesterday against the request from customers led by Stacey Champion. The panel did, however, vote to adopt a new code of ethics. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services was at yesterday's lengthy meeting and is with us now. Hey, Howie.
Good to be here. I don't know how much that code of ethics helps the ratepayers who think they're getting you-know-whatted.
Yeah, it seems like they're maybe two slightly different issues. Let's start with the rate hike. And we heard at the very top of the hour from Stacey Champion, who was trying to, she's an APS customer and an activist, trying to get this rate hike undone. Sounds like she was pretty fired up yesterday.
Oh, definitely. I think that she said, look, the numbers are clear. APS said this was going to be a 4.54% average increase, about $6 a month. And that was based on some really wonderful, bizarre figures about, well, the increase is more, but we have some offsets. But the offsets didn't all take effect, at least not immediately. Plus the fact that, again, this is an average. And so you had some customers who were moved into new rate plans. And while the rates went down for some, they went up for a lot. I mean, by double what APS advertised. And she said, look, what you did back in 2017 clearly didn't fit what APS said they were selling you, so you need to reopen it. But the commissioner said, look, at this point, we might as well just continue, let them continue to charge the rates, and we'll revisit it with their next rate case in the next 12 to 18 months.
So does that mean then that those customers who are paying more will just continue paying more unless they drastically reduce their usage?
Well, that's really interesting, because what is clear is that APS, when they shifted customers into new rate plans, didn't necessarily shift them into the cheapest rate plans. I mean, there's all sorts of issues of time of day and demand charges and whether it's a full moon or a Tuesday and things that affect your bill. And so APS was supposed to spend about $5 million educating customers as to what is the cheapest rate plan. Well, in some cases, they clearly didn't do the job because customers just sort of maybe left things the way they were. And so what the order does require, though, is for APS to now go back, educate their customers, and give them another chance to change their rate plans. So for some people who just like getting the bill and paying it, they're still going to end up paying more. But for those who are willing to take the time, they may be able to chip away a few bucks a month on what they're paying.
All right, Howie, let's talk about the new code of ethics that the commission voted on yesterday. This has been a big issue, especially in light of some of the recent elections where APS has spent a lot of money to try to get commissioners and successfully get commissioners that they want on the panel, on the panel.
Well, definitely. This addresses specifically one issue of, can you take money directly from, let's say, APS, APS executives, APS employees, APS lobbyists? And I'm picking on APS because, as you point out, you know, they're the 800-pound gorilla in all of this. What this proposal by Commissioner Boyd Dunn says is, you can take the money. I mean, we can't keep you from accepting campaign contributions, but if you take the money, you cannot vote on any matter affecting that particular person. And so the idea is to be a disincentive for utilities to give, knowing that even if you, quote unquote, buy a commissioner, they won't do you any good because you won't be able to get their vote.
It seems like there's a lot of wiggle room there, though. I mean, like, if somebody at APS gives a commission candidate money, could one make the argument that a vote doesn't necessarily affect that employee's division or that part of APS?
Well, Commissioner Dunn, who is a former judge and a former attorney, said he thinks he's kind of covered this completely. It covers the employees, it covers the executives, it covers the lobbyists, it covers the hired attorneys. And so you don't have to parse it out that badly. Now, are there ways around this? Certainly. What we saw back in 2014 is that APS gave money to other organizations, which then spent money outside on independent expenditures to elect certain candidates. Now, theoretically, that was not APS giving money to the candidates, but it clearly helped them elect who they want. I'm not sure that any of this can help that, because as being independent expenditures, it's not the candidate seeking the money. It's somebody else helping them out without their knowledge.
All right. Certainly lots more to come on these both of these decisions from the Corporation Commission. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.